School was never easy for Melissa Richardson, who's 20. Her mother noticed unusual behavior by the age of 2, and that was just the start.
She was one of these kids that didn't talk until they were about 4 or 5. She wasn't interacting with anyone. She was getting into a lot of trouble. Melissa was being verbally abused by her teacher. She was in her face telling her, "Can't you count one at a time?"
Melissa was eventually diagnosed with autism and something called auditory processing disorder,
where the brain doesn't process sound the way most people do. Her audiologist described it as, take your hand, cover your mouth, and talk to someone, and that's how she hears.
Then there's Melissa's 22-year-old brother, William, diagnosed as a youngster with dyslexia and dysgraphia. Those disabilities impair reading and writing, even though he tested in the genius range, according to his mother. William recalls frustration with a disbelieving teacher.
When I did a good job, it was because I cheated. That's the only reason I was doing well that time. Some of the work would be torn up and thrown away.
Both kids wanted to do well and worked hard in a household where education is paramount. By the time Melissa was in third grade, a fed-up mom pulled her out of school, and Melissa started online courses at home. This high-functioning autistic girl started improving.
This is a platform and a technology that makes sense to them. Their brains are able to figure out the problem solving that's involved with it.
Tandra Allen heads up virtual training research at UT Dallas's Center for Brain Health.
You know, being able to log online and safely learn in an environment that's free from distractions, free from bullies, free from social confusion, it makes sense that they would be able to learn better.
Meanwhile, Melissa's mom wanted William to try online learning too, especially after a rare cancer in 2011. William's right pinky was amputated, he received chemotherapy, and suffered a side effect called chemo brain.
That is brain damage. Just all across your brain, it's been battered, bruised, and beaten, figuratively. And I lost 60 points of my IQ.
Learning in a regular school got even tougher, so William tried online learning like his sister.
I was able to pay attention, and I didn't have to deal with people yelling,
screaming,
using
stupid,
really bad grammar. Most of the time I was in the living room with my headphones on, listening to music.
And not just any music, but electronica. Susie Evans is an educational diagnostician for Carrollton Farmers Branch Schools and also one of the parents in KERA's Class of 17 project. She says for students like William, music's not a distraction, it's an aid.
There are some kids who need that stimulation and that extra going into their own world. So it can tune out some of the outside world. So he is in his own world doing his own work.
And it worked. After missing school for cancer treatment, William finished high school online. He and Melissa both graduated at a June 9th ceremony for online students, some of whom they'd met on educational field trips or art classes for homeschoolers. William is bothered he didn't graduate with his own age group, but not Melissa.
I'm not ashamed of graduating late, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. It feels good that I've overcome a lot of challenges, emotionally, physically, other illies.
The next step for these freshly minted graduates? Both are considering community college. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.